Welcome to the Deep Dive. Imagine for a moment all those digital services you rely on every single day. Your bank, your social media, maybe even the critical software your employer uses. They're all connected, you know? It's this huge invisible web of data that really underpins our modern lives. But what if that web, the one designed for amazing convenience, is actually becoming your biggest vulnerability? Today, we're not just looking at one company's security issue. We're actually peering into the core of a really sophisticated ongoing cyber campaign. Our deep dive is into the Workiva data breach, but honestly, this is so much bigger than just Workiva. It's like a keyhole, really, into a much larger cyber campaign that exposes how deeply interconnected, maybe even frighteningly so, our modern business systems are, and the implications. Well, they ripple out to pretty much everyone online.
That's exactly right. And our mission here today is to really unpack how a breach that starts in what seems like an isolated third-party system, how that can just cascade, not just through one company, but across whole industries. We'll look into why even, cybersecurity firms themselves aren't immune to these attacks, and crucially, what this all means for understanding and maybe protecting your own digital life. Our aim is to give you a clear, concise understanding of what's really happening in the shifting landscape of cyber threats. So you can grasp the stakes and, well, the pretty surprising ways attackers are operating now.
Yeah, and get ready, because there are some genuinely surprising facts coming up. What makes these modern attacks so tricky to defend against isn't always what you'd expect. The old strategies, they just don't seem to work anymore. Okay, let's unpack this. So, let's start with Workiva. Now, you might not know the name directly, but if you interact with any big organization, chances are you're indirectly connected to their services somehow. Workiva is a major player, a cloud-based software as a service provider. They're absolutely critical for a lot of organizations, especially in finance. They're known for helping companies, including, get this, 85% of Fortune 500 businesses manage really complex stuff. Financial reporting, compliance, auditing, we're talking huge names like Google, T-Mobile, Delta, Hershey, just to name a few. They've got over 6,300 customers, revenue heading towards $750 million in 2024. So yeah, Workiva holds this really central, really critical role for countless large companies worldwide.
And that reach, that kind of integral position they hold in the corporate world, that's exactly what makes their recent breach so significant. But what's really crucial to understand here is that Workiva's breach wasn't like a direct hit on its core platform or its main data vaults. Instead, the attackers got in through a compromised third-party CRM system. That's customer relationship management. Think of it like the company's digital address book and customer interaction log.
Right.
And this distinction is critical because it immediately points to what we call a supply chain vulnerability. Imagine, like a complex product, maybe a car. It's built from thousands of parts from loads of different suppliers, right? If just one supplier messes up and delivers a faulty part, it can compromise the safety of the whole car, even if the main car manufacturer does everything else perfectly.
Okay, I see.
It's the same idea in the digital world. One weak link in that broader ecosystem can expose multiple organizations that seem secure on their own.
So Workiva confirmed their main platform, their core financial data, that stayed safe. But the data that was stolen still had some pretty serious, potentially dangerous implications. The breach specifically targeted business contact information. We're talking customer names, email addresses, phone numbers, and importantly, the content from past support tickets. Now, you might think initially, okay, well, it's not my bank details, so how bad is it? But for you, this seemingly limited data can be incredibly valuable for attackers. They can use it to craft really targeted, really convincing phishing campaigns against the people affected and their organizations. Just
Exactly.
imagine getting a super personalized email. It looks exactly like it's from Workiva support. It might even reference a real support ticket you actually opened weeks ago, maybe about some specific report. And then it subtly asks you to, re-verify your credentials or update security settings by clicking a link. Because it feels so specific and legitimate, you might just click it without thinking twice.
That's the nightmare scenario, absolutely.
And it's all built from this supposedly limited data set. It just shows why even basic contact info can be gold for these guys.
Absolutely right. And to be fair to Workiva, they did seem to respond promptly and transparently once they found out. The company quickly started notifying affected customers through private emails. They were very specific in clarifying that its core platform and the sensitive data held there remained fully protected. It wasn't directly compromised. They also put out these explicit warnings to help customers protect themselves. They stated very clearly that Workiva will never contact you via text or phone asking for passwords or other sensitive security details.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and they emphasized that all legitimate communication will only come through official verified support channels. That kind of proactive communication is just vital for managing the fallout and helping customers spot follow-up attacks.
Okay, so Workiva handled their specific situation well, it sounds like. But their story, as you said, it's just one piece of a much bigger, more worrying picture. Because what came out next, and this is where it gets really unsettling, is that Workiva wasn't just some random target.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. It turns out they were just one target in this meticulously planned ongoing campaign run by a pretty notorious group known as Shiny Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Shiny Hunters?
Yeah, this is an extortion group that's been systematically going after Salesforce customers all year. And they're using increasingly sophisticated techniques, making them a major headache in the cybersecurity world right now.
And what's really fascinating, maybe alarming is a better word, is watching how Shiny Hunters' tactics have evolved. In their initial phase, they were relying heavily on, let's say, classic voice-based phishing. Vishing, they call it. Basically, social engineering over the phone. They'd call people, maybe pretend to be IT support or a known vendor, and trick them into giving up login details. It's very human-focused.
Right, the old cons.
Exactly. But then they showed this remarkable jump in sophistication. They pivoted. They started exploiting stolen OAuth tokens, specifically tokens linked to SalesLoft's Drift AI chat integration with Salesforce.
Okay, OAuth tokens. Can you break that down a bit?
Sure. Think of OAuth tokens like temporary digital passes, or maybe like a valet key for your car. Instead of giving the valet your actual house keys, your main password, every time they need to park your car, you give them a specific valet key. It only lets them open the car door and start the engine, right? It doesn't open the glove box or the trunk. An OAuth token is kind of similar. It grants one app, like a chat tool, limited permission to access your data on another app, like Salesforce, without ever needing your main password.
Got it. So it's like a limited use key.
Precisely. And this shift by Shiny Hunters, moving from tricking people to exploiting these technical connections between systems, it shows a really high level of sophistication and adaptability. They moved beyond just social engineering to hitting systemic vulnerabilities and how software talks to other software.
And the impact of using these more advanced tactics, it sounds pretty profound. This evolution let Shiny Hunters basically bypass a lot of the usual security defenses. And they got deep, unauthorized access into customer Salesforce systems. From there, they could pull out highly sensitive information that, frankly, most people would assume was completely safe.
Yeah.
Often stuff buried right inside customer communications or support documents.
Yeah, things you wouldn't expect.
We're talking actual passwords, AWS access keys. I mean, those are essentially the master keys to powerful Amazon cloud services. And even Snowflake tokens, which unlock access to huge cloud data warehouses.
Mm-hmm. Critical stuff.
Just think about that. Not just names and emails, but the actual keys to the kingdom for cloud infrastructure and massive databases, hidden in what you might think are just routine customer service chats or documents. It really underscores the depth of access they managed to get and how vital secrets can be hiding in plain sight within these interconnected systems.
And the true scale of this Shiny Hunters campaign is what really sets off alarm bells. It went way beyond just Workiva. It hit a really diverse group of high-profile organizations across many different industries. It just shows how tangled up our digital world really is. We're talking about major tech firms, companies like Google, Cisco, Cloudflare, places you'd think would have fortress-like security.
Wow, even Google and Cloudflare.
Yeah. But it wasn't just tech. Insurers like Allianz Life and Farmers Insurance got hit. Enterprise platforms like Workday, even airlines like Qantas, and fashion powerhouses Adidas, and LVMH-owned brands like Dior, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co.
Seriously? Luxury brands too?
Yes. Imagine the kind of strategic marketing plans or, you know, proprietary design information that could be exposed for a luxury brand. Or think about the incredibly sensitive customer data an insurer holds. It's a real who's who of global business, each with unique, valuable data suddenly at risk.
But what's maybe the most striking detail here, and honestly pretty concerning, is that Shiny Hunters successfully breached multiple cybersecurity companies themselves. Just let that sink in. These aren't just any companies. These are the digital guardians. Uh-huh. The ones we rely on, often pay good money to protect our own systems.
Exactly.
We're talking about names like Zscaler, Tenable, CyberArk, BeyondTrust, Proofpoint, mm-hmm. also JFrog, Rubrik, Cato Networks, and Palo Alto Networks. When they get hit, it's not just another incident. It's a real shakeup it forces you to question a lot about digital security.
Absolutely. And connecting this back to the bigger picture for you listening, this isn't just a story about massive corporations having a bad day. This level of breach affecting the very companies whose job it is to defend us powerfully illustrates how widespread and frankly sophisticated these attacks have become. It highlights that any organization relying on interconnected systems, which, let's be real, is pretty much everyone today, faces this universal threat. It really drives home that nobody is immune, and the old ways of thinking about security are constantly being challenged by these adaptive attackers.
So where does that leave us? What does all this mean, both for us as individuals and maybe for the organizations we work in? This deep dive into Workiva and the wider Shiny Hunters campaign, it really serves as a stark reminder of some critical lessons, lessons that echo across the entire digital world.
Indeed. What really jumps out from this whole campaign are the significant industry-wide implications. First, we clearly see how interconnectedness itself is a profound vulnerability. Modern business thrives on this complex web of different SaaS providers all integrated together, and while that brings huge benefits operationally, it also creates countless potential entry points for attackers. Cyber criminals like Shiny Hunters are actively and very effectively exploiting these connection points. Every single integration is a potential door in.
Makes sense.
Second, it really highlights the nature of evolving threats. Look at the sophistication of Shiny Hunters pivoting from voice phishing, which targets, you know, human psychology, to exploiting stolen OAuth tokens, which targets those systemic technical integrations. It shows pretty unequivocally that traditional, maybe static security measures, they might just not be enough anymore against attackers who are this adaptable and innovative. We're basically in a constant arms race.
Precisely. And for your own understanding of digital security, there are some concrete, actionable takeaways here. First, for organizations, it really hammers home the need for comprehensive third-party risk management. And this isn't just a paperwork exercise, right?
Not at all.
It means regular, serious security checks on all the applications your systems connect to. It means keeping a detailed list, an inventory of every single integration you have, and really understanding how sensitive data flows between these different systems. You just can't protect what you don't know is connected.
That's fundamental.
Second, we absolutely need robust authentication and authorization controls. This is especially vital for any system that touches sensitive customer information. It includes things like regularly rotating those OAuth tokens we talked about, like changing that valet key every so often just in case someone copied it, and strictly following the principle of least privilege.
Yes, least privilege.
Yeah, which simply means any user or any system should only have the absolute minimum access rights needed to do its specific job. Nothing more. No more handing out master keys when a key to a single room is all that's required.
It seems obvious, but it's often overlooked.
Totally. And finally, employee education and awareness is still absolutely critical. The human element continues to play a huge role in security breaches. Training programs focused on recognizing social engineering, including things like that voice phishing, they're essential to empower people, your employees, yourself, to spot and report threats before they escalate into full-blown disasters. Because sometimes even the most sophisticated technical attack still relies on that one moment of human error or misplaced trust.
Couldn't agree more.
So let's recap the core insight here. The Workiva breach, especially when you see it through the lens of this bigger Shiny Hunters campaign, it really paints a vivid picture of the new frontier in cybersecurity. It's a world where the strength we get from our digital connections, the very thing that makes modern business work, that's also the source of our deepest vulnerabilities. And it's a world where attackers are constantly evolving, constantly finding new ways to exploit those weaknesses. It's not just about building higher firewalls around your own company anymore. It's about securing that entire sprawling digital supply chain.
Which really brings up an important question, doesn't it? If even the companies whose entire business is protecting digital systems can fall victim to these sophisticated attacks that exploit interconnectedness, what does that tell you about the true cost and maybe the true responsibility of building and maintaining a secure digital ecosystem in this increasingly integrated world? It definitely leaves you with a lot to think about regarding your own digital footprint, the systems you rely on every single day, and those unseen risks that kind of permeate our connected lives. It's a very stark reminder that, you know, in this digital realm, we really are all connected. And a chain, as they say, is only as strong as its weakest link.
Absolutely. And that's a really potent thought to end on today. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the, well, the very intricate world of modern cyber threats and interconnected systems. Stay vigilant out there, stay informed, and we'll catch you next time on the Deep Dive.